Chapter 1. What happens to love after the wedding? The aching for wistful love in marriage is significantly settled in our mind. It seems like every magazine has to have at least one article in each issue on keeping love alive in a marriage. Television and radio network shows highlight it. Keeping love alive in our social associations isn't all fun and games. With each one of the books, magazines, and shows, we see sensible solutions. Yet there's no real outcome. Can anybody clarify why so few couples seem to have found the way to keep love alive after the wedding? How can it be that a couple can go to a correspondence workshop, hear radiant speeches on the most capable techniques to rekindle their love, and yet return home to settle back into the same cycle? We each have our own way of expressing love. It's the way that our mind and body react that inspired this book. In it, we'll learn the love languages. It's your heart and mind's way of reacting to and expressing love. You may find that you have a completely different love language than that of your significant other. You may find that you simply have to learn their language. Everyone in your life has their own love language. It may be the same as yours or different altogether. You may find that your children have their own. Take the time to learn it, because you'll find that kids who feel understood are easier to communicate with. Their love language, which will lay the basic fundamental road for friendship. They may later take this road and use it for love, but they'll not grow out of the love language that speaks to them. If you work with them, and allow them to develop their love language, you're basically teaching them a way to communicate that they'll use for life. Chapter 2. Keep the love tank full. Specialists have made it clear that the need to feel cherished is an essential human need. For affection, we will climb mountains, cross oceans, navigate desert sands, and persevere through untold hardships. Without affection, mountains wind up unclimbable, oceans uncrossable, deserts horrendous, and hardships our situation throughout everyday life. The Christian messenger to the Gentiles, Paul, commended love when he demonstrated that every single human achievement that's not inspired by adoration is, at last, unfilled. He inferred that in the last scene of the human show, just three characters would remain: faith, hope, and love. However, the best of these is love. If we can agree that the word love permeates human culture, we should likewise agree that it's a most confounding word. We use it in a thousand different ways. Among those basic needs, none is more fundamental than the requirement for love, the need to feel that he or she has a place and is needed in the world. With a satisfactory supply of love, the child will develop into a capable grown-up. Without that adoration, he or she will be socially hindered. Their troublemaking was simply for the love they didn't feel. They were looking for adoration in all the wrong places and all the wrong ways. The enthusiastic requirement for adoration, be that as it may, isn't just a youth marvel. That need chases us into adulthood and marriage. The in-affection encounter briefly addresses that issue. A man said to me as of late, "What good is the house, the cars, the place at the shoreline, or any of whatever remains of it if your significant other doesn't love you?" Do you comprehend what he was truly saying? More than anything, I need to be loved by my better half. Material things are no trade for human, enthusiastic love. A disconnection is annihilating to the human mind. That's the reason isolation is viewed as the cruelest of disciplines. At the core of humanity's presence is the longing to be private and to be cherished by another. Marriage is intended to address the issue of closeness and love. That's the reason the scriptures discuss the couple getting to be one flesh. That did not imply that people would lose their character. It implied that they would go into one another's lives in a profound and intimate way.